are now on air.
Anchor Morning Audio Date is 09.22.2022. Current time is 05:34 a.m. Eastern Time. Rich Roberts here with the Anchor Morning Audio. That's right, folks, the Anchor Morning Audio for this Thursday, doing the audio this morning, and I do have the morning coffee as I'm stirring the teaspoon of unsweetened cocoa into this, the first cup of the day, and I only do it for the first cup, and it's a coffee hack to get the metabolism going a little bit, in addition to the caffeine in the coffee. But good morning, folks, this is Rich Roberts. At Fireman Rich here on the Anchor, as well as at Fireman Rich over there on Twitter, where my thoughts and outlooks as a social media observer and social media enthusiast are presented, I guess. In other words, I like playing on this thing called the internet. That was a different way of saying it there, but good morning. And we are getting our day started here as we wake up, and what am I trying to say? Well, I'm waking up. That's the thing I'm trying to say. But we're starting with a hashtag positive start to the day, a hashtag PSTTD, which stands for positive start to the day. And currently this morning, we do have some rain. There's some rain that just came through. Heavy rain showers just before waking up here, but it's currently 60 to 63 degrees Fahrenheit out. It's a little bit cool. I had the window up, but I closed it because I didn't want to get the too much background noise there as far as that goes, that ambient noise. We got enough with our intro music here, but first day of autumn too. Yesterday was the last day of summer. Today is the first day of autumn. We're in the fall autumn season now, so I expect the leaves are going to be falling more. I've been seeing the geese gathering and the birds gathering. I did see 4 monarch butterflies yesterday on the last day of summer, so they are migrating, but not in great numbers. That's I've only seen 4 monarch butterflies a few weeks ago, I believe it was. But we're going to have a steady rain early this morning, which is already happening now. Then remaining cloudy with a few showers. Morning high is 65 degrees Fahrenheit. It's going to be in the 60s for the next week or so. So we'll get fall temperatures. That's fine. I like that 65-70 range. But temperatures falling to near 50s. Winds out of the northwest at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Chance of rain is 100% today. It looks like on the well, it looks like it's rain up until about 10, cloudy, and then maybe some showers later this evening. So, but rainfall around a half inch. Chance of rain is 100% as our intro music fades out. There we go. Let's see. Our 10-day, let's see what a 10-day. Yeah, we're still, this rain is going to be with us till about 9, 10 o'clock and then subside. Looks like the weekend is squaring up fairly well with some rain starting Sunday there about noonish time, noon or late afternoon there. So but the temperatures, we're looking at 60s and 50s for the next week or so, and so the fall weather is upon us as far as that goes, which is fine. That's good. It's just a changing of the seasons as far as that goes. We did tweet up our thought for the day that we do every morning, or try to every morning, and it's from our first president of the United States of America. It's from George Washington, and his quote and our thought for today goes as follows: "For it is fixed principles with me that whatever is done should be done well." That's pretty straightforward, right to the point. Whatever you do, do it well, in a manner of speaking. So, a quote from George Washington: "For it is fixed principle with me that whatever is done should be done well." That means he's steadfast in his principles on doing things, and one of them, the main being, do it well if you're going to do something. And his first outing there against the British and stuff didn't go too well. It took a couple years before the American colonists were able to overcome that big hurdle of winning against the British back there in the Revolutionary War times, as far as that goes. So there we have it, our thought for the day, from George Washington, the father of my country, the United States of America. I got to remember, I got a international listening people from other countries around the world, I'm sure they all have their father or mothers of their countries, as far as that goes. Let's see, last night I did do a Twitch broadcast, as far as that goes. I did two Twitch broadcasts. I did a normal morning broadcast, and I did an extra one. I'm doing an extra one on Wednesday nights now. I thought about it, and it's like, oh, got the paperwork here, and I got it in hand right now, and I'm going to try and stick with it. So it's two weeks there. The first week I did this over on Vocal, and that was my weekly football picks. Last night being the my week 3 football picks for yesterday, the last day of summer, and about a 30-minute broadcast where I the 16 games I made my picks, and right now overall, after 2 weeks, my picks are about 50%. You know, I'm picking just the straight out winners, not doing any point spread or anything like that, just who's going to win and who's going to lose. So I'm about this past Sunday, I was at 56%, and it got me up to the 50%, because the first week I was at 47%. So I was able to jump. But I am picking all the New York teams to win each week, so I know I'm going to get some losses there. But I am from New York, and I'm for all the New York teams. And I picked them to win this week. Let's see, the Giants, of course, next Monday night, beating the Cowboys. And what are the Jets? I'm not sure the Jets are going to win. It's, let's see, Bills are going to beat the Dolphins. That should be a good game. Dolphins came back from a game against this past Sunday that over the Titans. And who are the Jets playing? Where are my Jets? I'm a Jet fan once again this year. And, they're playing the Bengals, which... they're at home. They might win that again. They might get their second win, which would be good. The Giants, very excited about, because they're at a 2-0 start. They haven't done that in years. And it's good to see them winning for a change. You know, it's not the nicest win, but a win is a win, as they say, as far as that goes. So we do have some we got quite a few national days. How many? Oh, wow, there's a lot of this. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. Ooh, on this Thursday, 22nd September 2022, it's the 265th day. We're in the 38th week, and we're 73% through the through the year. We got 13. Let's see. National, States, and Capitals Day. Yeah, okay, that's okay. American Business Woman's Day. Yeah. Car Free Day. Nah. Dear Diary Day. Definitely not. National Elephant Appreciation Day. Well, that's all right. National Centurions Day. I'm not even going to click on that one. National Girls Night. Okay, on a Thursday night. Here we go. National Ice Cream Cone Day. We've had a nice ice cream, but it is National Ice Cream Cone Day. National Leg Wear Day. No. National Online Recovery Day. Nah. National White Chocolate Day. Yeah, okay. Autumn Equinox. Okay. Yeah, that's okay. But the one I'm looking at and keying in on, because I'm a big fan of a particular author, that being J.R.R. Tolkien. Today is Hobbit Day. Hobbit Day for the September 22nd. Explore the Shire on September 22nd during Hobbit Day. While there, celebrate the birthdays of Bilbo and Frodo Baggins, the two characters there that are in The Hobbit. Well, Bilbo's in The Hobbit. Frodo is in the Lord of the Rings trilogy there, as far as they're returning the ring to Mount Doom. But the novel The Hobbit and the trilogy, The Lord of the Rings, written by J.R.R. The Hobbit and the trilogy, The Lord of the Rings, written by J.R.R. Tolkien, is my favorite author, brings to life the world of Middle-earth. According to the stories, Bilbo and Frodo were born during the Third Age in the year 2090 and 2968, respectively, translated to Shire Reckoning. Bilbo was born in 1290 and Frodo 1368 on this day. That's a different, it's not our current year and stuff, it's a whole different year in a whole different world of called Middle Earth. I don't know half of you half as well as I should like, and I like less than half of you half as well as you deserve. That's Bilbo Baggins from Lord of the Rings, J.R.R. Tolkien. That was what he said at his birthday. How to observe Hobbit Day. Join celebrations or have a Hobbit Day party of your own. Read the book or watch the movies or other ways of enjoying the day. Celebrate, create a celebration worth a Hobbit. Everyone should dress for the occasion, even though most of the trilogy takes place in the future. Oh, it is in the future? I don't know about that. Hobbits live for a very long time. Look at when Bilbo and Frodo were born. There's a very medieval and mystical feel to the costumes. Supply plenty of cake, tea, wine, and ale. Invite a large crowd. Hobbits come from big families. Read from the trilogy or make a big speech. Be merry and dance. Provide music too. Share your celebration using hashtag Hobbit Day to post on social media. And let's see, the American Tolkien Society first proclaimed Hobbit Day and Tolkien Week in 1978. Okay, there we go. Hobbit Day history. As far as that goes, there's a little bit of history there. And I like Lord of the Rings. I play the game Lord of the Rings online, and I'll probably be playing it when I get home from work to celebrate this Hobbit Day. And I really thoroughly enjoy all things concerning Middle Earth, as far as that goes. So I will be. I might think about maybe going live tonight. I don't know. We'll see. If anything, I will definitely be playing Lord of the Rings online. I've been playing that for 15 years, folks, and it's a great game. You can play it for free. I have no association with Standing Stone, which is the current provider of the game online, and they're out of Springfield, Mass. They do a great job. I'm a VIP. I've been a VIP player for years from the get-go, and even started the I was fortunate enough to play the beta, I always like to say. I got in from the ground up, and I bought a couple updated computers just to be able to play this game. So it is a very fun game, and you do feel like you're in Middle Earth. Either you play a character as a hobbit or an elf. They've got some other characters there, a high elf and such. So it's a very, very artistic visual game as far as that goes. So check it out, and that's one of the ways you can celebrate Hobbit Day as far as that goes. I'm pretty excited when I saw that this morning. I said that's the one that rises atop for me, Hobbit Day as far as go. And when was The Hobbit published? J.R.R. Tolkien's novel The Hobbit was published on September 21st, 1937, which was yesterday, back in 1937. I mentioned that yesterday in yesterday's morning coffee show over there on Twitch. What other books did J.R.R. Tolkien write? J.R.R. Tolkien wrote several books, mostly fantasy, including The Fellowship of the Ring, The Two Towers, and Return of the King. He also published the book Letters from Father Christmas, a completion of letters written to his children spanning more than two decades. And then are there other holidays associated with J.R.R. Tolkien? Yes, there is. On March 25th each year, Tolkien Reading Day celebrates the author. So there we have it, Hobbit Day, as far as that goes. Hashtag Hobbit Day. So we'll be checking that out later after work. I do have an interesting article in the queue here that I want to present to you all. Let me see. And it's about mythical things here. Talking about Hobbit Day here in the Middle Earth and J.R.R. Tolkien being mythical. Let's see. Mythical Welsh kingdom drowned by the sea could have existed according to glacier research and famous maps. Famous map, I should say. A mythical kingdom lost to the sea as part of a Welsh tradition dating to the medieval period could have really existed according to new evidence on the evolution of the Welsh coastline. The research started with the earliest surviving map of Great Britain, on which two islands are depicted in Candian Bay in West Wales, which no longer exists today. Several versions of the legend exist. An article from the BBC dated in 2012 explained that the oldest can be found in the Welsh fable history called the Black Book of Camerathin. It goes that the land of Catra Grodlod, there was a country called Mas Grodno, the site of the kingdom of God, all these pronunciations of Mirniodo, ruled by a man born in 520 CE named Gwandino. In parentheses, it has a long shanks. It sounds Viking, doesn't it? So fertile was the land there that 1 acre was said to produce as much as 4 on the mainland. A dike kept the sea from flooding the land, and sluice gates at low tide were opened to drain the land of water, and which were closed again at high tide. Several iterations exist whereby the watchman of the sluice gates became distracted one night during a storm and left the gates open. In one tale, a drunken watchman had too much fun at a party, and in another he pursued a watchwoman, the fair maiden, married, and they both forgot the sluice gates. In all versions, the land is drowned by the sea, and the residents are forced to leave their fair land behind. So we know that the West Wales coast has changed significantly over time, said Professor Simon Haslett of the Swanson University Department of Geographic. Evidence of the Roman Cadifer, or whatever it is, suggests the coastlines 2,000 years ago may have been some 13 kilometers further out to sea than it is today. With its origins in the 13th century, this map, housed in the Oxford University's library, has proven extraordinarily accurate in preserving previous uses, use cases, and the two islands are clearly marked, one between two areas and the other between another two areas. Haslett and his team suggest that the islands could be remnants of a low-lying landscape underlying by soft glacier deposits laid down during the last ice age. Since then, forces of erosions have worn away the land, reducing it to an island. Before these two were worn away and disappeared by the 16th century. Evidence to this are accumulating of gravel and boulders known locally as sarns found off the west coast of Wales in highly historical glacier terrains. Morian material and boulders could be found far into low-lying areas. The lost land is said to have suffered a catastrophic inundation, something like that, and is referred to in poetry in the Black Book of Camathrin, and in later folklore, said Dave Wells, a Celtic expert at Oxford University. Our evidence may provide an explanation of how the story may have arisen. Of course, the land is not arisen. The land is underwater now. And that's probably also due to the melting of the ice glacier ice caps, as far as that goes. There has been significant melting as far as with the weathering patterns that we've been having, and it's one point a lot more land was covered. So unless I think we get into another ice age to freeze up all that ice or the water into ice, it will because even the coastlines around the world are showing signs of the water rising, you know, several inches to a couple feet in some places, as far as that goes. So but this is over there in Welsh, in Great Britain, the map of Great Britain. What is this map? The G-O-U-G-H map, the Goth map. So so it's just interesting that they have this, that 1 acre of land produced the same as four. So that's some very rich, fertile land as far as that goes. It's down there under the ocean now as far as so there we have it, a story of interest of a mythical kingdom that is under the sea now as far as that goes. And there's supposed to be the city of Atlantis is supposed to have been something happened to Atlantis to where it's underneath the water now as far as that goes. So we have several stories around the world concerning this particular subject of these areas that were once were prosperous and probably a great place to live at, but the oceans and the seas swallowed them up as far as that goes. So there we have it, our good news, or good, well, it's not news, but it's an interesting article to be presented and stuff. And we're in outer space here the last several Anchor Morning Audios. Now we're talking about mythical history as far as that goes. And there should, it sounds like there's some truth to it as far as that goes. So, but we still do have a lot of stories in the queue to get to. So we'll have to check that out here as far as that goes, as far as trying to play catch up and stuff, because I don't usually get to read these art, and it's when I do the morning coffee over there on Twitch. It just, and I've said this before, we've had such great interaction there in the chat as far as that goes. And let's see, do we have any interesting on this day in 1862, President Lincoln issued the preliminary Emancipation Proclamation, during that declaring that all slaves in rebel states should be freed beginning in January of the following year. And that was a very significant aspect of the Civil War as far as that goes. So there we have it, a little bit of history there too, as far as that goes. All right, we're past our 25 minute mark, clicking towards the 30 minute mark. So we're at the tail end of this episode, or this broadcast of the Anchor Morning Audio. And we're gonna go ahead and exit stage left here as far as that goes, and get our day started here. Maybe have another cup of coffee while I render this audio to post up immediately. It always gets posted up immediately right after I get done, folks. And that's the way you do the audio, as far as you don't let it linger. You put it up there for the masses to listen to. And I appreciate the listens to the Anchor Morning Audio. We are getting our listeners, I can't say viewers because this is audio, so it's listeners to the broadcast. So I greatly appreciate that as far as that goes. And we'll continue to do the Anchor Morning Audio. It's fun. It's a fun thing to do. All right, folks, this is Rich Roberts at Fireman Rich here on the Anchor.fm, my primary source of audio presentations here on this thing called the internet. And you can follow me over there on Twitter at Fireman Rich as well. That's my mainstay over there on Twitter. That you can see what I'm doing on this thing called the internet, and who I'm interacting with as far as that goes. And I don't really like Twitter, I guess, in a sense, but it's a good platform to put postings. I'm on many other ones, but Twitter is my mainstay, as long as they don't drastically change things. But there's some things going on there that, yeah, I don't really care for, but I could tolerate a lot more so than Facebook. But it's all good when it all washes out anyway. So, all right, folks, you all have a great one wherever you may be on this big blue marble. Live life, have fun. Ciao for now. As always, peace. Take care, folks.